Are we good?
Yes.
Okay, we're going live. Okay, it is 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, August 26, 2025. We will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on August 12th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
All abstain.
All those in favor show by the usual sign. Dan and I approve, and Lisa abstains. Next up is an update on the REMC sewage usage. As you will remember in the past, a month ago, the Northeastern REMC, Mr. Sievers was here to request a sewer adjustment because they have been having some major issues where they've been using a lot of water. Of course, water is metered. And so the sewage usage is based on that water usage. However, their water that they're using here is not going into the sewer. And so I'm assuming he's requesting another month adjustment.
Yeah, it won't be till the 16th.
Yeah.
I imagine it probably will continue on until early October, just because it'll take a little bit of time to get it fixed.
Okay. And I think what we decided to do back in August was that we would take it at a month-by-month time frame. So with that, you feel confident and comfortable with doing another sewer adjustment?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Board, what is your opinion on that?
I'm fine with that. I mean, it's not like it's going into our system, so.
Yep.
And he's definitely communicating with us, so.
Yes. Okay. I'll make a motion that we grant a sewage adjustment for Northeastern REMC for an additional month for the billing of September.
September.
The August or the September billing.
We have to have a gallon.
I would just say that it'll go back to whatever their normal was. So. And I don't remember what we notified that to be the last time.
Here it says 30,000 approved by Board of Works.
I think that was the average.
Yeah, that's our last.
That was the 30,000 was the average?
Yep.
Okay. If you say so, then that's fine. We'll do that. So my motion is to approve that adjustment for the September billing.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is conflict of interest statement, and this is on behalf of TAD. Do you know anything about that?
I do. State Board of Accounts is in, and because TAD's business has been a prior vendor and can be a vendor of the city at any given time in the future, they felt that we needed to have a conflict of interest form on file, and we do not have one for TAD.
And that is because of outdoor furniture that his company sells, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
Any questions regarding that?
No.
I'll make a motion. We approve the Uniform Conflict of Interest Disclosure Statement for Tad Varga as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a street closing request from Kelly's Whitley County Skeleton Festival. I don't know if they've been working with you on that, or Gary, if they've been working with you on that, or who. Nope.
I think it's the same as last year.
Okay, is it the same? Okay. So this is for October 18th from 2 to 7 p.m., but the actual street closure is 11:45 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's a nice map.
That is.
I'm being sarcastic.
That map leaves a little to be desired, but. With that being said, I think it looks like the department heads have all signed off on it. Any issues that weren't said? Okay. And if it's the same as last year, I don't have any concerns about it. You guys have any concerns besides hopefully a better map next year? Okay. I'll make a motion we approve Kelly's Whitley County Skeleton Festival 2025 as presented.
I'll second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a street closing permit. This is a retroactive approval for the replacement of second story windows and doors on the Shoes and More building. Any concerns, questions about this? I'll say that I think Gary, you and I approved a couple of parking spaces there, correct?
Yeah. Ended up needing three, so we got three closed.
Okay. Any questions regarding that? I appreciate that they are working to improve that building. I think that's a really positive thing, so appreciate their investment there. I make a motion we approve the street closing permit retroactively for the Shoes and More building at 215 West Van Buren Street.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Finally, this is another. Is this retroactive as well?
No, it starts next. It starts the 29th.
Okay. Okay. So next up is 171 Lowell Street. That's out at the Westgate subdivision. Mr. White is cleaning out his house and garage. So I asked the question, why couldn't the dumpster be set in the drive? And the reason is the drive is like brand new. Because I think that was part of the Westgate 2024 mm-hmm. projects, right? So 2024, 22. I think it's maybe 22. Anyways, point of the matter is the driveway is really, really new. And the concern is the damage that that would be. So he would like to put it on. Oh, it looks like and there's an angle, the steepness there. So he would like to put it on the road. I said there definitely needs to be cones in front and behind that. There's a fly in here, I think.
I noted that on the paper, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't have the updated version, so. Yeah, as long as cones are placed around it, yes. I concur with the police chief on that. So, any other questions, comments, concerns about that? I'll make a motion we approve the street closing permit for 171 Lowell Street as presented, with the caveat of making sure cones are in front and behind.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Bills.
All right. I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $573,938.01 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated August 26, 2025, for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,590,263.31 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated August 26, 2025 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $309,400.24 plus overtime in the amount of $12,819.98 for a total of $322,220.22.
That's impressive.
For the pay file ending August 8, 2023.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I have one additional. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $3,137.24 from the allowance of accounts payable voucher dated August 26, 2025 for meter deposits.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Department head reports. Sean.
So we're still changing poles. Not only are we working on the 186 Osmos poles that were tested, we're replacing the entire pole line in between Van Buren and Jackson. Nearly half of the poles tested failed inspection anyway, so those were all put in at the same time, so we might as well change them all while we're doing it. So guys have been working hard on that. There's a lot of utilities in that area, so we're having Mike's been nice enough to let us use his back truck to get down to those, which has been very helpful. So we're still plugging away on those. And actually, it's part of, we, back before, I know, I think Dan might remember, we had a reconductoring project we did through town where we changed all the poles and wires and everything. This is actually on phase two. So when we go to do phase two, we won't have to do poles. We'll just have wire conductors to change, so it'll help us in, with that project. Did conduct some underground utility locating training for the guys last week. The newer guys hadn't been through the training. The older guys just needed refresher course. So guys went through that and picked up a few new things. And as I said to the mayor, we, as of today, we're at our highest meter count we've ever been. So we're at 5,020 meters. So that's good, showing signs of growth. It was just over 4,900 when we started the AMI project. So that's only been 4 years ago. So we're adding meters means we're adding people and adding business, which is good for us.
Yep. Question of Sean?
Thank you. Chip?
All I really got right now is the trail is, I want to say 95%. We've got a couple flashing beacons left to put in. And then the railway, which we are working with the railroad, Dan, get ready for this. We have to fill another permit, and you don't want to know the cost of that. That's going to be coming down just for the permit fee. Is incredible. So that will be coming soon. We're expecting that to probably take place in spring of 26. Working on the concept of the amphitheater at Eagle Park and just a couple other odd jobs here and there.
Question of Chip. Thank you. Matt.
The pool closed down last weekend, so we've gotten everything out and put away pretty much. For the most part, we'll start draining the pool in a couple days. We've asked wastewater to come out and test the water so we don't hurt any of their bugs. JFL started having, we'll start having games after Labor Day on Saturdays. I know that there's going to be, it's going to be a very busy weekend on September 13th because that's when LifeWise has their pickleball tournament. Mm. And there'll be all kinds of activities. So,
where is the majority of the JFL games at Morsha's or at Eagle or both?
They're at Eagle Park.
Oh, they are at Eagle Park. Okay.
Yes, and then on a Saturday in October, the last Saturday, we go out and they've allowed us to play on the high school football field for the last couple of years.
Gotcha. Cool.
So, and then this Friday is actually JFL recognition night, so the kids get to go out on the field.
Thanks.
And we're almost done replacing the doors at the trailhead bathrooms. They've been pretty rusted out. Other than that, it's just day-to-day stuff.
Great. Question to Matt. Thank you. Gary.
All right. We're down to 9 out of 28 for the after withdrawals, testing, written and physical agility. We're down to 9. 8 of those are green. Never had any law enforcement experience. We've got one lateral now. So hopefully get a few good guys out of that. Officer Sturgis graduated from the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy this past Friday.
Congratulations to him.
Yep, thank you. We're glad to have him back. There's been significant progress on the 414 East Swihart. They've mowed the grass. They've since mowed the grass a couple times now.
Okay.
There is some weed still around the deck. There is the trampoline still there and a few other junk things. A lot better than it's been. The freezer's gone. The truck's gone. I mean, getting it cleaned up. Most of the trash is gone.
Yep.
There's some few tires and stuff that we're working on. I know Scott called CNN today, the property management company, to see where they're at and getting that stuff picked up. So definitely significant progress there. Still waiting on the sirens for the tornado sirens to get installed. They did get delivered to Kissinger Electric. They just didn't know when they were getting delivered, so they had project schedules, so they'll get to them here in the, I would probably say, in the next few weeks. So hopefully those get up soon. Gearing up for First Friday and Movie on the Square this next in September. I think it's September 5th. And some big news, you know, Detective Campbell and Detective Cook have submitted their resignation letters. They want to step down from their current positions and go back to road patrol. So we're very fortunate to have the state police and the county detectives helping us out and stepping up and help during this transition. So we appreciate their help for that. But we're moving along and pressing forward.
Not to put you on the spot, Gary, but do you want to explain to the board like what your plan is to replace the two detectives? For what you can say publicly, obviously. So,
I mean, we put it out. We're obviously taking position bid. They're filling out if they even want the position. We've had one guy so far put in for it. We just don't, you know, with the shortage of the road, with those guys, it's just we're trying to weigh it all out right now. Yeah. And see what the best timing and for the schedule and everything is. I mean, even if we got guys qualified that put in for it. So.
Yep. Okay. Great. Thank you. Questions? Thank you. Terry?
The only major project is Eagle Park. I got the grill put back in the side of the building out there, but I haven't had time to get out there to put the air conditioner in because I've had some computer issues to take care of.
My hard drive blew up, just so everybody knows. Blew up last week.
I presently have four in my office right now I'm building today, so it's keeping me tied up with that. And then the day-to-day stuff kind of gets in the way also. But
I don't know how you got released from the chain that was connected to your desk. But
yours should be ready tomorrow.
Oh, really? Wow. Look at that. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay, questions of Terry? Yeah. It was a rough week in the mayor's office and Terry's office last week. When the hard drive of the mayor's computer goes down, it's tough to do a lot of business. Thankfully, the iPad was at least
you really
a
don't want to answer
supplement.
The phone.
Say what? Say what?
I said you really don't want to answer the phone.
No, not. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've called him way too many times over the last week, so I appreciate your work on that, Terry. Mike?
Still flushing hydrants. We found out what our problem was.
Number one.
Well 9, which should have probably been rebuilt several years ago, but we held off because of financial problems. Mm-hmm. The screen is plugged, is what we're hoping it is. The draw down, which is usually about 45 feet, went down to 100 feet, which is right above the well that our pump casing the drill. So it was sucking air every once in a while, and that's what was causing air in our lines, plus the groundwater. So they were up here this morning and started pulling the well to do the cleaning and rebuilding the pump and the motor and everything, and then we'll have it back in and go another 12 years.
What do we think the price tag is going to end up being on that, Mike?
It's going to probably be around $65,000.
So you're aware. Thanks, Mike. Questions? Thank you. Mike?
We had a meeting with IDEM last week. Kind of productive, not real productive. They really didn't have much answers because everything that they suggested we've already done or are doing. So they just requested a timeline from basically start to finish. And the representative we met with said he would back us 100%. On what we're doing, so
okay, that's good.
So we get this figured out. We're still waiting on the lab results. Like I said, we had a delay on that because they sent preserved bottles, and we tested, grabbed samples, put them in preserved bottles, which was inaccurate. That was their fault. So we had to restart testing on that. Over. Gray Wolf was in last week on Tuesday, and removed the cover. They had a crane come in, lifted that off. No issues there, and they came back in on Wednesday, finished taking the plates, probably 300 or 400 nuts and washers off, and then put garden hose around on all those pieces to keep when it gets coated so it doesn't plug up the bolt. Merrill Brothers are bringing equipment in, and they should be wheeling a press in tomorrow. Decided to go with the press instead of hauling it, so that'll just make it a whole lot quicker because get up to speed. As long as nothing plugs up, we can run 100,000 gallons a day through the press. We've consistently been pumping on that. Our level in here doesn't even read anymore. We're almost down to the top of the mixing nozzles because we're mixing it at the same time. And so we've actually transferred all that. So by us taking that out and transferring, we're not having to haul that. So hopefully we'll definitely save some money there on the hauling part of it, so, or the pressing part, however you want to look at it, but They give me two options to go with. If we haul it, we could have hauled it with the test results that we ran on everything, the aluminum and everything, that met 503 regs like they needed to be. But they said if there is a possibility that if we would happen to, it would spike for some reason and we contaminate a biocenter, then we're at, which would shut it down, and they would have to take the one biocenter that they would haul to you is 1.5 million gallons, and we would be responsible paying for that 1.5 million gallons being hauled in and disposed of. So I done a quick figure on that, and if we would contaminate, it'd probably be between 450 and 500 gallons.
Good grief.
Okay.
They're pretty particular on that, so they said, what do you want to do? We'll trust you because we've worked with you for a long time. And I said, you can run the belt, that's fine.
Yeah.
on that, because they were going to haul, and before they originally thought pressing it, but since we were low, they were going to drop the price because they're going to haul it. And on the belt, they said, well, what if you bring the press in? I said, you're going to have to bring your own power because you can't run the cord all the way across where it put the other one in. And it's, well, there would have to be a cost. And I said, just make the cost even and run the press. I said, will that work? And he said, yes.
I got you.
So we're just
going
with the original and just a different process. But it will be taken care of. So.
Okay, good. Good.
Move along good.
Okay, excellent. Questions of Mike? Thank you.
Marcia.
Leslie.
I have nothing.
A couple of things for your information. Still working a little bit on the former jail. As I've mentioned in the past, the numbers came in much higher than expected. And it was a situation where we probably would have had to raise taxes to do the project. I'm not going to do that. I know our council wouldn't support that. I think that's fair to say, right, Dan? I think the next step we're going to do is we're going to work with the Redevelopment Commission, because this isn't a TIF district. It isn't a downtown TIF district. We're going to work with the Redevelopment Commission on doing a request for proposals from private developers and try to work with them in that regard, try to redevelop that property. I would have loved to do the project we kind of planned for it. But it just is not in the cards. Things are just way too expensive right now for us to do that. Plus, our revenue is going down because of Senate Rolled Act 1. So we're going to kind of pivot on that a little bit. However, there still may be an opportunity, depending on what developer would be picked and all that kind of stuff, there may be an opportunity to still have the police department in there in some way, shape, or form. So that's still kind of on the table. But just so you're kind of aware of where we're potentially moving. So, besides that, as a reminder that Labor Day is Monday, so city offices will be closed on that day. We have our first youth council meeting tomorrow, which is exciting to get the new batch of kids in here and stuff. I will be out of the office on Thursday for a AIM event down in Indianapolis, and then we're working on transitioning all of our city meetings directly onto YouTube rather than going through Facebook. So if everything goes to plan, this will be the last Board of Works meeting that's live streamed through Facebook. So if you're watching this, we put out a post I think earlier today or yesterday. But we will be live streaming through YouTube, hopefully, in 2-ish weeks, whenever that next Board of Works meeting is. And obviously, also, the recording will still be on there as well. So, besides that, we have some third grade classes that are getting ready to come in and working on lots of projects right now. So, it has not slowed down. Let's just say it that way. So, Dan.
I have nothing.
Okay. Lisa?
I have nothing.
And no press. Nathan, would you like to say anything?
Sure. We are expecting a couple of minor plats, well, one minor plat, one major plat to be filed in the next month or two. One is for Walmart, one is for potentially the area north of Walmart. Walmart's combining their parcels, so you guys should be seeing that at some point in the future.
Okay.
And then Valvoline, a little bit farther down the road, is still planning on moving forward. You're just really moving slowly. slowly in getting their plans together. So.
And that's the former Bob Evans, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Just as a reminder to the public that may or may not be watching this, again, the city doesn't have the decision. I mean, we don't get to decide what goes to Bob Evans. So if you're happy about a Valvoline, great. If you're not happy about a Valvoline, it's zone general business, correct?
Right.
So it's zone general business. So anything within the general business category can go into that building, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's an oil change place, whatever the case is. So it's a new business in the community, hopefully, and so we look forward to welcoming them. But I know there's a lot of mixed opinions and feelings about that. So anything else, Nathan?
Those are the major new things.
Okay. So with that, we will call the meeting. Oh, Gary has something.
I do.
Yes.
I forgot. We did get a 5-year agreement done with the school, our memorandum of understanding.
Oh.
Marsha took a look at it a week or so ago, had a few changes, and got those changed and signed by both Dr. McDermott and myself. So.
Oh, okay. Very good. So those don't have to come in front of us anymore?
No.
I'm assuming. Okay.
Well,
I'm assuming if it's a continuation of the contract,
yeah, that's what it was.
Then I'm not too concerned about it. If there, again, if the changes were not major, then I'm not concerned about it. So.
I mean, technically, it'd be nice actually to come have it approved. I guess I wasn't asked that question before, but I would think you'd want to approve it. But that's up to you guys.
Well, it'd be nice for us to
none of the percentages changed or anything as far as pay go or anything like that. But I can definitely put it on the agenda for next time, and I'll.
I was going to say maybe just a vote of ratification or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't mean to throw an extra monkey wrench in, but since it's committing to 5 years, I'd like to at least see it. So, cool. Anything else? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.